您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 So ever since the year 2003, a list of the top 10 junk food allegedly released by the World Health Organization has been widely circulated and quoted by Chinese media. The increasingly health-conscious Chinese public has been told to stay away from such food as sausages, canned food, and ice cream for the past 12 years. Well, until recently, when the WHO clarified to inquiring reporters that the organization has never made such a list.零三年以来，一份名为世卫组织公布的十大垃圾食品的名单在国内广为流传，火腿、肥肉、罐头、冰淇淋等人们日常消费的食品均赫然在列。那有记者近日向世卫组织求证，世卫组织明确辟谣表示，其从未发布过垃圾食品的名单。 So still, do you think that we should still give the list some credibility even if it's not compiled by the WHO?
No.Tuna is one of the most healthy fish that you can eat. It is high in protein, low in fat, and how you're going to get it usually is going to be in cans. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, there are unhealthy versions. So, for example, canned tuna that's packed in soybean oil. That's going to be very fatty because of the oil. But if you get tuna packed in water, it's actually going to, again, be very healthy. So...By saying that canned food as a category is unhealthy, what's categorically false?
Okay, well, I think maybe this is just, well...
And what's wrong with pickled food?
Because it's preserved food.
No, but it's good. Pickled food is good for you.
I mean, fresh food supposed to be good?
Yeah, but yes, fresh food is better in general than pickled food. But we've been eating pickled food for...thousands of years. How could it be that bad? There's a lot of salt, yes, of course, you should be careful because you're going to get dehydrated and eating products that are high in fats, salts, and sugars are bad for you. But just because it's pickled doesn't mean that it's automatically bad for you.
Yeah. Also, it's interesting because the way the WHO explained is that we do not define junk food. We do not endorse the term junk food. We think certain foods are better for you and should be taken more frequently, and certain foods should not be taken more frequently. But basically, they don't think that something should be categorized as junk food.
Well, you know why they say that, right?
Yeah.
It's a very political statement because they don't want to piss off Coca-Cola and Pizza Hut and McDonald's and things like that. And seriously, that's why they don't have that designation because, you know, these are very powerful corporations.
But it's really interesting that something turned out to be fabricated has been bought by Chinese consumers for more than 10 years. I've seen this list before and I read it and thought, yeah, that sounds like what the WHO might say. And
the WHO, not the WHO. The WHO is a British rock band from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, they're really cool. So, okay, WHO for those who don't really know. So I think with junk food, maybe it is, by its name, sort of a casual title for a group of food that isn't really used in a scientific way.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you're eating something and you have to ask yourself, is this junk food? It probably is. I think, you know, that's really what it comes down to. Is it prepackaged? Is it highly processed? Well, it's not going to, more than likely, it's not going to be very healthy because food that's prepared using an industrial process, because of that very process, cannot be that healthy because healthy food, in general, goes bad very, very easily. Mm. Again, there are going to be exceptions. Canned tuna is a great example. I love it. Eat it all the time. But in general, if it's highly processed, the longer the food and the ingredients have spent on the factory line, the more likely it is to be unhealthy.
Mm. Well, the general definition for junk food is the food that is of little nutritional value and often high in fat, sugar, salt, and calories. And when I think about it, a lot of Chinese food, Chinese cooking, fall into this category too. When it's really quite a broad kind of definition, I suppose.
Where are the calories coming from as well? Are the calories coming from sugars and fats with very little protein? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I mean, if you look at what is a balanced diet is about 40% carbohydrates, 40% protein, and then 20% from fat. I mean, the way that I try to design my own diet, it's about 50% protein, because protein is going to be a long-term source of energy, and it's used by the body in many other processes, whereas carbohydrates and fats, too easily in a sedentary society, they're turned into fat on the body, which is unhealthy.
Right. Again, you know, it has to do with what kind of food you're eating. Also has to do with the preparation methods, right?
You can take like the healthiest, freshest vegetables, douse it in oil, in bacon fat, and it's not going to be healthy anymore.
Yeah. Tempura, you know, very tasty, not quite healthy.
No, it's not healthy.